Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. We're doing this a little different today. We're outside.
Beautiful outside.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. We're trying to enjoy this weather. Oh, it looks so fat. We're on a camera doing a live stream to the chat room, but they are on a phone.
Not going to be able to hear us very well.
They'll hear us, just not great.
Whose window is this?
This is Nick's.
Nick's bedroom?
Nick's bedroom. He's probably getting dressed in there.
You guys should see. Is he in there?
Maybe.
Are you guys going somewhere?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
It's his day off, so we were going to
Buying incense today.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Sure.
So Nick wants to buy here. Make sure you're
Nick
being
likes
nice loud.
Incense. He likes the smell of it. He likes the
whole
the
hippie
chill of it. The hippie
vibe.
Dippy.
Yeah, he likes the hippie vibe of the incense world. That kid was born in the wrong decade. I think he would have been a perfect late '60s kind of beatnik 19-year-old.
He likes to listen to music and have incense burning.
Yep. So,
but you have to tell him what he just purchased.
Oh, so Nick bought. Okay, so Nick is a diehard, hardcore fan of Breaking Bad.
Yes.
Loves Breaking Bad. Everything about Breaking Bad. He can't wait for that movie that's coming. That's like the follow up. He's seen the series like 4 times over. Mm-hmm. He just loves it. I don't know why. It's just his favorite thing.
And
I love it too. So, you know, we have a lot to talk about and compare notes and all of that.
I think he likes that about it.
Yeah.
Too.
He found on some website a Winnebago, like the Winnebago they have in the first season. That's an incense burner.
It's ceramic. It's a big...
Big ceramic incense burner.
Yeah. It's a foot long. It's a huge
it's
ceramic...
It's like this long. It looks exactly... It even has bullet holes in the door from that scene where all the bullet holes happen. And what's-his-name was trapped inside of it. Like Breaking Bad fans will remember this. Or know this.
So then you put a little cube... not a cube. What's it called? It's
like a
cylindrical cone shape.
The little cone shaped incense.
Incense, but then you have the smoke coming right out of the top.
Comes out of the top like they're cooking meth in there.
Like they're cooking.
Yeah, so that's pretty rad. I'll give them that. But I'm not really a fan of incense. It smells like
you don't like the smell.
No, I don't know. It reminds me of my
Aunt
Susan.
Smells like your Aunt Susan's house.
Yeah.
Yep. That's why.
Because they used to burn incense in my Aunt Susan's house all the time.
Yeah,
and my
Uncle
Joel.
A lot of things at your Aunt Susan's house.
They were burning a lot of cylindrical-shaped objects at my aunt's house.
That's all right. That's all right.
People are always surprised by that. I have an aunt, and she's fine, whatever. But growing up, they were the full-on stayed in the 60s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, by the time I'm a 12-year-old kid, we're into the 80s. We're going, right? That should have been old school, but he's not. His hair is still giant ponytail.
Gray ponytail,
which is totally fine, but he's in his 70s now and he still looks like that.
He's gotta be.
Yeah, he still looks like a total Woodstock leftover, which is fine, you know, whatever. But growing up with it was funny. But this was the same uncle that when I'd go over to their house, every room had stacks of pornographic film or magazines in it.
Well,
so if you were in the where's the bathroom? Oh, down the hall to your left. You go into there, there'd be stacks on the counter. Underneath the cupboard of the sink, there was another stack of like vintage penthouse
kids there.
Hustler, I know.
When we were married.
Well, you've seen how they've turned out.
All right.
I'm just saying.
That's not very nice.
It's not. I'm just saying. They're fine.
Well, you see how that worked out.
But imagine living in a house where from childhood through before you leave, you have ready access to all the porn in the house. That's a little weird.
It's a little weird with teenage boys in the house and a daughter. Yeah.
And then he had a whole room that was dedicated to like vintage,
stuff. You told me he had vintage.
It was really hard to get stuff, I guess. And he would brag about it and go, "Oh yeah, and here I got the
1972.
This is Marilyn Monroe, whatever." I'm like, okay, that's a weird thing. I'm probably gonna leave now. You know, I didn't like it. Anyway, why did I bring all that up?
I don't know, because you're...
Oh, because incense. Nick's getting incense. So where do you stand on that smell? I don't like it.
I don't mind it. It doesn't bother me.
What do you think?
I mean, I've never been one to go out and like purchase it and be like, yeah, I want the whole house. I'm more into candles. I like the very fall cinnamon candles, very peppermint and minty ones and cinnamon ones for Christmas.
We're getting to that too, aren't we?
Coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
I like your candles. I like cinnamon anything.
Maybe we can find some cinnamon incense today.
Lemon.
Maybe you won't mind it as much.
Oh, yeah. If you have cinnamon, I might like that.
I'll check into that.
But the other thing is, he needs to not fall asleep while stuff's burning by his head.
He doesn't. He did that one time. That's the deal. That's the deal. If it's
because the deal in the basement,
and we went about 6 months of him not being able to have it in his room because he did that, and then he's like, "No, I can be responsible."
But do you remember that other deal we had when
with food in the basement?
Food in the basement. Have you seen the pile right now?
No, I'll have a chat.
It's freaking embarrassing by all standards. I don't think this should be allowed.
I don't know if embarrassing is the right thing.
So I have emails for us, but they're all on that phone. And I didn't think about that before we did this.
Oh, well, that doesn't
so
work
today
out
is going
well.
To be no emails.
No fun at all. That's what you were going
to
say.
There were a couple of people. I'm trying to remember one of these. Oh, someone wanted to know if we go to the local fairs and if we go to food. Or what's it called on Saturdays?
Farmers markets.
Do we do that? And my answer to them would be sort of.
Yes to farmers markets. No to fairs.
Not really fair people,
no.
Are we? We're not very fair.
We haven't been to the fairs in, I think we took the kids when they were really little. Really little.
Yeah, tiny
once.
Little kids. More
and
than that. We
I
did
realized,
more than
I did. I went to the fair as a kid. My dad used to take us. But there were literally like, here's your prize winning hog and you can get a caramel apple. Now
pretty small.
I feel like there's a few carnings and it's just kind
it's
of awkward and uncomfortable
creepy.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been in a long time, so maybe you can tell me. But I'm wrong about
well,
that.
Well, we used
but
to have, remember in Eagle Mountain when we lived that way? They used to do one every year during Pony Express days.
So every city in Utah seems to have their own fair that's about a week long. We have the state fair and the county fair, and those are separate. But then each city has their own, like Eagle Mountain has Pony Express days, and they would have a week of carnival rides and cutest baby contests and what's the Smash 'em Up Derby?
The Crash...
Not the Crash Test Dummies.
No.
It was the...
No, it's not that.
No, it was the... Oh, what's it called? I can't think what it's called.
Demolition Derby.
Demolition Derby. They had their own, and most of the cities do. Bluffdale has one. Riverton has one.
Yeah. They have a huge... Did you say the rodeo?
Rodeo.
Gigantic rodeo
Lehigh,
in Lehigh
it's
that
it's
way.
It's called the Roundup Days, yeah.
Yeah, that place
that's
goes nuts
thing.
For rodeos.
They go crazy. Yeah. And Eagle Mountain had a rodeo, too. We just never went.
Yeah. We don't really go to that
no,
stuff.
No, we just aren't into that kind of thing. But farmers markets I love.
If it wasn't so, if the snow wasn't so harrowing and thick during when they do it, I would go to Sundance more.
Oh, it's like the
like Sundance.
Derby, there's
no
snow.
Like if I went to if I could, I'd go to Sundance more, but it is a huge pain getting up there.
It's a pain getting up there. It's also really hard to get tickets.
Yeah, and they're expensive. And Park City is nuts that time of year.
Although I think Park City would be fun to go hang out when you see people in pubs and bars, and it just kind of
yeah. You just
see
run into
there.
Brad Pitt,
yeah,
in the shitter next to you.
Cool.
Seriously, he'd be right there, and here's you, here's your stall, and there's Brad Pitt
in
the shitter
in the
right
stall
over
next
here.
Door.
Yep, letting it rip. I could go, hey, so what was the deal, with Jennifer Aniston? How'd that fall apart? What happened there? Was it her sour
was it
milk
her
breath?
What?
I always think she has bad milk breath.
I don't understand that.
I know that's the
I
thing.
Feel like this is gonna,
you're fine. You're good. It's okay if it's
tipping. I have to step on it.
Well, don't tap it, at least. Or
okay.
Cause things.
It'll
anyway,
cause things.
So if I could, I'd go down there and I'd do, you know, star
I think it would be
watching.
Fun. We have a niece that likes to go to Sundance and see people there.
Which niece?
Sean.
Oh,
Sean
does that.
There.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so there's that. And then
yeah, so I would say no to the fair kinds of things, but definitely yes
well,
to the farmer's market.
Well, as a foodie person, where do you stand on, like, fried Twinkies and stuff?
That's the other thing. I don't like the food at fairs. It's
really?
It's too much. It's
pretty gross.
It's too decadent or it's too fried.
Too rich, too fried.
Yeah. Whereas okay. You go to the farmer's market and you get fresh salsa and you get fresh made tortillas and you get really good food trucks.
Do we have
I
any tortillas
that.
Right now?
Yeah. Why? What are you looking for?
I don't know. Hungry today. Because I'm on this diet, the 8-16.
I did make you some roast so I could make you some smothered shredded beef burritos today. That's my plan.
Homemade?
Yeah.
Can we use that pico de gallo stuff that's in
yes,
the thing?
Yes.
Can I put kimchi on the side?
Sure. You can put kimchi wherever you want.
In my belly. Okay.
I need Nick
Maybe
to
we'll
come
do
out
that.
Here and check on that. I'm canning tomatoes today.
Oh, yeah. Kim's can. Oh, let's talk about canning. So
yeah.
I didn't get a peanut or a toothpick in anything.
No, because you weren't there, and I made sure you weren't there when I was cooking stuff. But I haven't also made, like, cooked things. I didn't make any spaghetti sauce or salsa. I just canned tomatoes, peaches. I did make some peach habanero jam, though.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that. So it's peaches from her dad's trees.
Mm-hmm. which had are completely way overloaded.
Tons of peaches, my gosh.
He'll have that many more again.
Then habaneros you grew.
Yes, habaneros are from my garden.
From her garden, and then you mix them, and now you're saying to yourselves, peaches and habaneros, what dark magic is this?
It's a spicy sweet jam, are you kidding? On a little bit of cream cheese and so a cracker, you'd be like,
I can confirm it's really good. I only had a little. And the heat comes late, like it's a weird heat.
Just
a little
bit. I just tiny bits of habanero in there. Yeah. I chopped them up really tiny, burned my fingers while doing it. For about 3 days, they hurt.
Right. This is our foodie segment. We're going to talk about this for a second.
Yeah.
So you haven't done this in about 3 years. It's like you didn't want to, but now you want to. What? Why?
I think just the idea of getting it all out and in your kitchen and having your kitchen smell like salsa for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
Because you're making batch after batch trying to get it all done. And I didn't have a lot of peaches or tomatoes, but I had enough to can them. I still have a lot more peaches to can. They're getting ripe in the garage.
Can you on the camera hear us okay? Why. Are we projecting? Are we projecting well?
I'm Are you telling me I'm being quiet?
Maybe that was my roundabout way of saying.
That was not very roundabout.
No, you just seemed like you were getting a little quiet.
I start to talk food, and then I just start talking.
That's all right.
Normal levels.
If we lived in a perfect world, I'd have...
Normal levels of speaking,
I'd have Mr. mics, mics everywhere. Mr. Johnson, jeez. Look how white I am next to you, by the way.
All I know is someone said, Mom and Dad on the porch.
Who said that?
I don't know. In the chat?
Oh, it's totally what
it's
we're doing.
It's totally Mom and Dad.
I mean, it's a boring backdrop. We didn't pick the most exciting.
If we opened the blinds, Nick would be getting dressed in there.
Plus, no one wants that. But here is a kind of a busy road.
Yeah.
So we apologize for all the car stuff because they're doing construction over there.
Yeah. So you're hearing a lot of that.
Yeah. It's good for us. Everyone's values have gone up.
That's true.
Until the big crash comes again.
Hey. You're just expecting that.
We did the right thing when we bought, though, so we're okay.
That's true.
We've been smart about that. Some people would say
really smart.
We're not very aggressive with our big life financial situations, but it's always served us well to be a little more cautious, take our time.
Yeah, it is a beautiful day out here. There's not a cloud in the sky.
Oh, it's beautiful
just
today.
Just going to put it out
The temperature is perfect. What is this, probably 70?
It is.
65?
Tell you on my watch.
On that breeze? When feel that breeze?
Because it keeps moving. 70 and sunny.
Freaking degrees. 70 and sunny. It's a beautiful day. If Salt Lake City was like this every day around the year, we'd be overrun and everything would be expensive.
it would be too perfect.
Part of me is glad that we have pretty hot summers and we get a lot of snow in the winter so that all those babies out there that can't handle either extreme, you don't come and overwhelm our state.
That's not nice. Oh, you bunch of babies.
Okay, check the chat. Is there anything going on in there that we should be concerned with?
Everything's doing all right.
Can you read it okay?
What's a foodie? That's me.
No, that's a clip. Foodie. That's a clip we play all the time. What's a foodie? They're saying right. clips out loud.
All right.
Any questions?
Old Man Johnson, someone just commented.
Well, whatever I said 30 seconds ago, I was probably cranky about it.
Have you guys tried the air fryer? We have not.
Tell me about the air fryer.
It's a thing you can buy and put on your counter and literally fry your fried chicken or whatever you decide to fry.
With no oil?
With less oil.
Less oil. You still have to have some oil.
So it's a lot of heat, like a convection oven.
Sorry. That's loud. I just realized if any wind comes this way, they're probably getting wind on that.
They might be.
Sorry, everybody. I'll put a little sock on it next time.
Put a sock in it, Mr.
Put a sock
Johnson.
On it. But I've heard of air fryers, but I didn't know how they worked. So there is oil involved.
I haven't used one.
You just dip them quickly.
I think you have a little bit of oil involved because you need that to get the crispiness of it.
Killing me here.
I'm sorry.
It makes me want to go to
I want you
Popeyes.
To go to Popeyes and get a sandwich, but I've been 3 times in the last week, and every time
they're out.
The one that we go to was out. Actually, we went to 2 different ones.
Yeah, they're all out.
They were still out.
We heard from a listener who wrote in and says they work there.
I should try the air fryer just so I can make you some healthy fried chicken sandwiches.
I mean, you could. How much is an air fryer?
I don't have one. I don't know. No. I've never bought one before.
We buy too many things. Let's not buy that.
Okay.
But
a lot of people do like it. So
that's true. All right. Well, I'd be down to trying it. Can you do like a whole chicken?
I don't know. I think it depends on like a lot of things, the size you buy.
Because I'll bet that'd be good for like tortilla chips that aren't as oily or as preservative.
I'd say if you were going to make tortilla chips, you'd just make the tortilla chips in the oven and make them baked.
So how can
we would make them crispy still?
How come we don't ever do that? We never make our own tortilla chips.
I don't know. I'm not as big a baker making doughs and things like that. Carter's more into that than I am.
Yeah, but you're more into cleaning up after yourself, and Carter is not. She made peach pies the other day yesterday.
She made peach pies. She also made some zucchini bread.
Yeah, and she left
the biggest mess.
It looked like freaking France when they got attacked by the Germans. It was so bad in there.
Oh, come on now.
You cleaned it up. Everything's fine.
Air frying is incredible, someone said.
Someone said it's incredible. I've never also done the big fried turkey thing where you put a turkey in the fryer. Your brother did, and it was great.
That is an outdoor thing, though.
Yeah, it's an outdoor thing. And it was amazing turkey. Like, unbelievably good.
Yeah, it was good.
But
I need to go check on something inside. Is that all right?
You got to go check the boil?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I'm canning tomatoes.
No, you're all good.
You got to put your foot on there because it's going to fall over.
No, I promise it won't. It'll just hang. See?
Okay. I'll be right back.
All right. So Kim's going to check on some boiling tomatoes. My favorite movie review site, Boiling Tomatoes, while I sit here and talk to you guys about whatevs. So how is this? Oh, I don't have this. She took the chat with her. Hold on. Oh, crap. I want to see what you guys are saying. And I can't do it because I screwed up. Okay, that's just great. I wanted to see what you guys are saying. Frog pants, here we go. Frog pants, okay. There's us on the thing, doing our deal. And the chat is saying words. Oh, there's an ad. Okay. It's playing an ad.
Okay.
Oh, you shocked me. Frickety frack. Okay, hold on. I'm waiting for this ad to end.
Why is there an ad?
I don't know, because I can see the chat. Oh my gosh, that's annoying.
Get NBA 2K20.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
You're the greatest.
It's playing an ad.
This looks like homemade porn or something. How do I turn us off? How do I mute us? Here, let's just turn the volume down.
There you go.
All right, sorry.
All right, relax.
Chat room, what do we got here? Baked is better for tortilla chips, they say.
I agree with that. I have made baked tortilla chips before. Do you remember when I put cinnamon on them?
No. Is that good?
Yeah, you put a little bit of cinnamon sugar on them, and you can make a dip that's more...
You're good. You don't need your foot.
Sweet.
You're good. I promise.
I feel like that's going to fall over totally on you.
You're totally fine. I promise.
Okay.
Someone else says... Okay. Food. I make homemade chicken nuggets that can be gluten-free, zero oil. The air crisps up the egg batter. Also, you wouldn't have to necessarily... Yeah, you just need something that'll crisp.
Okay.
Like, now I kind of want one.
Like egg batter.
Use our air fryer all the time, says Joe Tucker. All right, that's interesting. We're going to have to fiddle around with that. Maybe we can get a good deal. Does anyone have a brand they like? Because maybe we don't know what we're looking for.
We have no idea what we're looking for.
I look like the biggest slob in this video. Look at me.
Sit up straight, Mr. Johnson.
You look cute. I look like some kind
of
beast.
Nice of you to
look
say.
At me. Look how horrible I look.
You don't look horrible. Stop it.
All right. The chat room also says my wife makes a fruit salad using cinnamon tortilla chips.
Yes.
Oh, that's fruit salsa. Sorry, not
fruit
salad.
Fruit salsa, and then you dip the sweet tortilla chips in it. It's so good.
Huh.
I don't know. You've never tried it. I'm trying to think when I've made it. It's been a long time if I have.
All right.
A long, long time.
Someone said, I'm trying to find the brand. Nobody gave a brand. Here we go.
We can look up some
$60 bucks is all they cost?
We'll look up some reviews for them.
All right. I'm into it.
One more thing in the kitchen? One more thing for me to cook for you?
Hey, that's a good show title. One More Thing in the Kitchen with Kim Johnson. I like that a lot. Is Nick in there right now?
No. He's in the kitchen watching my canned tomatoes.
Good. Put the boy to work. All right. Well, I think that's about all we had for today. Do you have anything else you want to add? I meant to have emails, and I screwed up. I wasn't thinking about how I wouldn't have my phone.
It's on the other phone.
Yeah.
That's all right, though.
But
we'll
I may also be able to route audio from that to this also. so that this mic works there too. That would be pretty cool.
I like that you pointed at all the things.
Hey, hun. Here, you can look at this now. Oh, wait, Scott, I know you from somewhere. We are the same age, and I went to Kearns High School. I've been trying to figure out where our paths have crossed, and I can't figure it out. Dude.
Slick, maybe?
Slick? Right, it could be. Art class? It could be a lot of things. I mean, Kearns isn't that far. I was out in Kearns now and again. So you think we may have, like, high school crossed? That's interesting.
Or work, or...
The delay is a lot slower on here than it is downstairs because... They just do it different for mobile, so that's why I'm doing things on screen where it looks like that was 25 seconds ago.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right, dude. We'll think about it. We'll put our heads together and figure it out.
We'll chat. Talk about it.
We used to hate Kearns because we didn't like you guys. Oh, we worked at Snowbird, but we weren't doing Snowbird stuff till later. Except I used to go up to Snowbird when I was a kid or a teenager.
Maybe.
I don't know, man. I have to figure it out. Thank you all for joining us for this episode. If you like this silliness and you're thinking, man, there's two ways I could help this show. One is it's sub-timber. That means half off your subs on Twitch. So they could do a sub here and pay half what they normally do, which is pretty cool, but they get the full benefit of it, right?
Cool.
And then the other way is to go to the Frog Pants Patreon at patreon.com/frogpants. That's another way to do it. And we would love that.
We would love that.
So thank you, and please do. And if you can't, that's okay, too. We understand. We're just happy to be here with you.
It all makes a difference.
Yep.
It's great.
And we love you all in various ways. You have anything else you want to say?
No, just keep cooking. I have so much canning to do this week, and I'm cooking. Super excited about it.
Oh, somebody asked us. I can't say that on the air.
Why?
I'll tell you after.
Now I'm worried.
Leave them wanting. All right. Thanks, all everybody. Right. We'll see you later. I'm ending this now.
See you guys.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.